Okay.
So
Zev maybe didn't notice this, but on Shabbos at Mincha, at Laning, there was a point in Laning where I turned to Bezalel, and I, with like a puzzled look. And the reason was as follows. Because the Balkare got to the pasuk of Katonti Mikola Chasadim Mikola Emet, and how did he read it? Katonti Revi. Right? And if you look in the standard Chumash, what is it? Katonti Mikola Chasadim Mikola Emet, right? So I turned to him and said, what is going on? So he said, well, the apocryphal story is that Rav Meir Medan, who compiled the Koran, was convinced that it was wrong. I don't know exactly whether he changed it. Probably he found some manuscripts that supported it, but was convinced that the right thing had to be Katonti with a Revi or some similar type of trup. Now, what is the logic for that? What's the logic for that trup? Yeah, meaning, you know, if you assume the trap has to in any way reflect the meaning, he's saying, I have been impoverished, I am humbled, not impoverished, I'm humbled by all you have done for me, and it's sort of weird to go, I have been humbled, right, that's a little bit weird, right, Katonti down makes more sense. Right, again, you know, you look at Rasajagon, Katonti, Katanani, Upachot Milhyot Ra'ui, Vizakola Chazadem Asher Asita, right? There is a certain logic to it being Revi-esque or any of the other trop that sort of go down. The Revi would be the traditional one in that case. Or Rashi, right? Nitma'atu Schuyotai Yedeh Chazadem Vahemet Shasita Emari, I've run out of Schuyot because of all the kindness you've done to me, so Lakach Ani Yarei. And therefore, I am terrified. Shema, lachlachti b'chet v'yigron li limaser b'yad Esav. And now maybe I have sinned, and I will be given over to Esav. Right? You would understand why there would be a desire to make the trup like that, or Rabbeinu Chananel. I will not be able to survive if you don't extend me your compassion, your patience. Kihu kemo chadalna miyakum Yaakov ki katanu. The question I posed to Gavi yesterday is okay, but can we defend the standard trop, right, which is this celebratory? Right, right, etc. Now, I think that you can, right, there is another way of reading this, which is the person getting an award who gets up and says, I stand here humbled before you. Now, it's a bit weird, considering the context, that he's about to go to Esav. It's a bit weird for that to be when he says, you know, wow, you've done a lot for me. And I am like, I am just humbled. And it's amazing. Like, I didn't deserve this, but, you know, I'm enthralled by the fact that I'm getting it anyways. It's a bit of a weird context to do it.
Could it be that he's starting off his tefillah with like a Sheva or something?
Right, so it could be maybe something in the middle like that, right? That he is celebrating. Now, he is scared, but instead of just jumping to like, you know, I didn't deserve this in a humbled way, it's like, I really do appreciate what you did for me. Now, you sort of get that in the Svarno maybe, where he's like, Lo yiti ra'oi l'kol otam al-chasadim, right? He doesn't say, I've run out. He just said, I just didn't deserve everything you gave me. Mm-hmm. Right, and that you know, so it could be that is right. The Chizkuni has, and the Svarno is the one who really maybe goes in that direction. You know, again, I think you could come up with slightly different nuances in it, but I think that's if you want to defend the logic of that trup, that's what you're going to have to do. Right, the Shevach, it's a celebratory moment, even in the midst of this fear. Which is a bit strange, but I guess not impossible. I think it's an interesting point to notice in general that you should pay attention to the trup, because the trup should have something to do with the meaning. You know, you see that because the fact that Rav Meir Maidan, again, I have not verified this independently. This is what Batal told me, Ben Gavra Gavra and Shul, when I stared at him quizzically, and he knew what I was talking about because the guy said Katonti with a Katon, and I just looked at him, and he like opened up the Koran and showed me that the trup was changed there, and then told me this apocryphal story. The conviction that the trup has to reflect meaning, and the choice of trup, therefore, is a choice of interpretation, is something that I think we should keep in mind and we don't always pay attention to. Now, Zev probably knows more than anybody else here that I have this like pet peeve with music in general, that so many people write music who do not understand the parshanut of the pasuk. It happens to be that there is a song written on this pasuk as well, which I think actually won the Song of the Year or something in Israel when it did it, by Yonatan Rosel, I think, or he was the Mar of the year that he published, or something like that. It was like award-winning in Israel, which is actually a well-done song that is, let's say, a third musical version of it, if you get a chance to listen to it. But he also has that where the Katonti part of it is, shall we say, more staid? Right, the Katonti part is more staid, but then it does reach a crescendo as he reads through the pasuk of the kindness that he's done. So he, I would say, in a certain sense, is channeling the standard trup, if you want to put it that way. I don't know if you know the song at all. I'm not a good singer, but you know the song? No?
Let's hear it.
Oh, God, really? No, it's like, no, that's, I'm not going to be able to capture it. But you
it's for all of you guys on the recording.
Exactly, right? No. You never heard it? Like Katonti mikol achasadim mikol haemet asher asita et avdecha. But then the end goes up to crescendo that I cannot reach at all, right? Which is, right, something up kimim akli avarti na yardein. V'achshav hayiti l'shnei machanot zachreinina zachreinina zachreinina. Look at that. But at any rate, I think that is just something worth thinking about if you come up with a different interpretation of to defend the standard one, right? I can easily defend the current version of the Revi'i. You come up with a different tweak on the the Ramban also has a bit more Sforno thing, right? At least he quotes him from Reshit Rabbah that Eini Kedai, right? It's just like an Eini, right? It's just Eini Kedai, right? Or maybe he's remembering all the times, right? Meaning he's afraid, but he's before he gets that, he says, right, Mikola Chasadim, Mikola Amen. And he's, right, the Ramban discusses, maybe he's talking about all the different things, right? V'ulai Oseh Chasadim, Atzal Asher Etzil Pamim Rabot, Mikol Tzaratav, right? This is like, you've done this a million times. Like, yes, I'm scared, but I know you've saved me 100 times. So there is that, right? There is that confidence that is mixed with the fear, and that's what the complexity of the trap is. I don't know. At any rate, I think it's Chomer L'Machshava. That's worth paying attention. See, you made me sing. I hate you.